Kurt, welcome to this conversation about your experience on the inclusive green economy approach, but especially also on a circular economy perspective, which you integrate into your project. You are based in North Macedonia. You are the team leader of a Helvetas project, but maybe you give us a short insight about what is your main focus.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we are implementing a vocational skills development project on behalf of STC, dealing, let's say, mainly with two main topics. So we try to, on one hand, support long-term solutions to formal education and short-term solutions of the private sector.
Why is this circular economy relevant in your project? What is the context in which we are based here in North Macedonia?
Yes. So the topic is also here and for our project and the country rather new. It's not that we are already 10 years in the topic, but I would say it has three main drivers in that sense. The first is the environmental situation we have in the country, which is very challenging with regard to pollution, waste, resources, and everything. The second is we are a small economy here, but having several companies, middle, bigger sized companies that are mainly exporting to the European Union. And from there, on this side, from the European Union, there is the demand on ESG to have all these regulations also fulfilled. What is for a bigger and middle sized company, often foreign investment company, manageable to a certain degree, but it's very challenging for them to bring this down to their suppliers, which are also part of the whole chain that they are working.
Yeah, so it's very much a pressure which comes to a certain extent from the outside, from an economic basis, if I understand it, also considering the internal, let's say, sector structures, like you said, with the steel structure, but also, yes, with EU integration and with the pressure from the bias or with also regulations which are coming from the European Union. What is your project doing then on circular economy exactly?
We are doing currently two things, but it's both in the preparation phase. One thing is at the Economic Chamber of North Macedonia, there is since, I think it's in a year or so, a hub for circular economy, which they have built on the requests I mentioned just before. And what we try to initiate now is that the private sector companies can come up with innovations, with challenges, that these challenges could be solved in cooperation with experts coming from national faculties, universities, private experts in the country, but also international when the knowledge is not available. And we would then facilitate also the process. And the idea is that we, in a starting phase, could also co-finance the expertise while the other part has to be financed by the companies which come up with the request. That's the first topic we are working on. Yeah, and the second topic, beside of the circular economy hub, is cooperation between the Faculty for Metallurgy here at the University in Skopje, together with the big steel producing company in the country. This steel producing company decided to go fully on circular economy, so they are using only recycled steel, which they gather here in the region. And the idea of the cooperation is to capacitate the people in the industry on various levels, so that they are familiar with the processes in the steel industry, which is pretty much specific and not very dispersed in the country.
That means that strongly the steel industry is involved in this capacity building, a little bit of which we always have when we think about dual capacity building and two dual skills development. And if I understand it, the idea is also to prepare the university to be able to contribute to the knowledge which is in demand from the private sector on this topic of circular economy.
This is absolutely correct, yes. As I said, this is a very specific economy, and there is a need from the faculties also to cooperate closely with the companies, because when you, for example, try to have practical skills training, you cannot do that in a university because you need the equipment, which is only available in the steel industry. So this cooperation, private-public, is in that sense very much important, and the company is willing to receive and open their company for training purposes also for other companies which are dealing in the same domain, and the faculty is managing the whole thing from the teaching.
But I think it's a very interesting approach, because you are really reacting here on directly on a demand which is coming from the economic side, and at the same time you are involving the private sector associations, at the same time also trying to capacitate or make stronger the research part, the application-oriented research part. I think that's a very interesting approach. If you would have to provide now your recommendations to others based on your experience, which you didn't know, what would be 2 to 3 recommendations where you think really what is important when we talk about the circular economy, and we do not talk about it within the cloud, but we with a very concrete approach to the private sector, what would be your 2 to 3 recommendations in that respect?
I would say it's important to have the private sector as the driver. So I would say start to work when possible with bigger champion companies that are in the topic. We talked about the reasons why they do that. And because they have the capacity, one, they have also the, let's say, they are the trendsetters for the others. And certainly they have also the political power and push to bring them the related legislations, guidelines, and so on. As I think we have to build on the private sector to push the topic forward. And the second thing is not to try to do all things new on the own and so on. There is a lot of experience available, especially also in the European Union, in companies. Our companies here in Macedonia are exporting to, cooperating with. So use this knowledge, because this knowledge is lacking in our country, but it is available somewhere. And we as donors, we can, for example, facilitate also such an exchange.
So private sector development, integration, very much making use of the learning opportunities within the European Union, but also within the competences which are in the countries. You are integrating this private sector association, but also you are involving the knowledge organizations. If somebody now would come to you and say, look, this whole circular economy is only something in the cloud, you don't have to bother about it as donors, which are also promoting skills and private sector development, what would you respond?
I think I would go back to my first statement. We have an economy that is dependent on export, so nobody is really waiting for us. I see no way around then really to go as fast as possible, I would say, in this direction, because the world is not waiting. It is a challenge not to discuss, because often it's still seen as a burden than as a challenge, as chance. And I would say there is no way around, especially for the middle and bigger sized companies, and then followed by the small companies, to go that way as fast as possible.
Thank you very much. I think you expressed very nicely this importance of the topic from a demand-driven perspective, and also very much a context-driven perspective. So if any other of you are interested in having more insights from Kurt, I think you are always available to approach.
Thank you very much. And I'm always available for additional questions. Thank you, Frank.